But listen, guys, this is important. We need to spend a little time here. It's not unusual for there to be a lot of strong disagreement among Christians about what God's saying to us in different parts of His Word. And I'm talking about real Christians, Christians who love the Lord, Christians who love God's Word, Christians who spent many, many hours studying the Bible, serious Bible students, and yet we find ourselves disagreeing. Think about that. I'm sure you realize God didn't have to write His Word like He did. Have you ever thought about that? He could have written His Word like a systematic theology textbook. Have you ever read or looked at a systematic theology textbook? I mean, there would be virtually no way for us to disagree if He'd written it all out and spelled all the details out like a systematic theology textbook would. But listen, I believe that God has engineered His Word very intentionally to be exactly like it is. It's exactly like He wanted it to be, like He planned it to be, so that it would have the effect He intended for it to have among His kids. Now, let me be clear. Of course, His kids are not going to be disagreeing about salvation issues. Those issues are very clear in His Word. All genuine Christians certainly will agree about who Jesus is and what He did. We will all agree that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. If we don't agree about those fundamental things, we're not really His kids at all anyway. In that case, what we're doing is, as we've seen in chapter 6, we're still slaves of sin. If we've never become one with Christ, we're slaves of sin who happen to enjoy arguing about the Bible. There are people out there like that too. But there are many other issues, we might call them secondary issues or maybe even tertiary issues, on which we can disagree, and we do disagree. And these serve a very important purpose from God's perspective. Of course, He's teaching us His truth in these passages, and one of these days, when we have full eyes to see, we will see things maybe that we've missed and understand where we were wrong, but it's all truth. But He's also testing us to see if we can and will remain teachable when other people disagree with us. He's testing us to see if we will remain humble. Humble before Him, of course, but humble before each other. Even though we may strongly believe that we really understand what God's saying and others don't, we need to keep a spirit of humility. He's testing us to see if we can remain gracious and loving in our disagreements instead of coming across as obnoxious or abrasive or arrogant or irritable or aggressive. You know, this is a big test for us. And if we pass the test, it can be a beautiful thing for the church. Of course, at the same time, He's challenging us to dig deeper into His Word, to try our best to understand more clearly what He's saying when we find ourselves in disagreement. Now listen, guys, please stay with me. There are some Christians who fail those tests pretty badly. There are some Christians, I mean, God knows their hearts, I'm assuming they're Christians, but if someone disagrees with them and they can't convince them right away to change, they just won't have anything to do with them. They'll just get out of my life, stay out of my presence. I don't want to have to talk with you. I've had that happen to me. There have been times when I've practically begged believers. I've done my best to have a sweet spirit and a good attitude, and I've practically begged people, if you disagree with me, let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. Let's try to see where we're coming from, where each of us is coming from. But very often, they've just not been willing to do it. And on the arrogant side, I've heard some Christians kind of jokingly saying, okay, if you want to be wrong, feel free to disagree with me. And they're trying to be funny, I know, but sometimes they're a little more serious in that opinion than they want to admit. And many times they just have an absolutely unteachable spirit. They've studied it. They think they've got it. They don't care that there are godly people out there who love God, who love His Word, and who are very serious followers of Jesus who disagree with them. They're just set, and they're very hard-nosed about it. We need to be careful about that. We need to be gracious. We need to learn that it really is possible for us to believe very strongly. I'm not saying you have to be wimpy about what you believe. You can believe it very strongly. And we've studied the issue very thoroughly. and we really believe we understand what God's saying. Nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, now listen to me, at the same time, we can recognize that other believers who disagree with us are equally serious about trying to understand God's truth, and there's nothing wrong, even when we feel strongly about an issue, of accepting the fact that there may be a blind spot in our own hearts and minds that's keeping us from seeing all that we need to see at this point. We see through a glass darkly, no matter how strongly we feel. And for some Christians, that is so, so hard to do. I know, because I've talked to many of them. But it's a wonderful spiritual test for us. So when we disagree, just think of it, hey, this is a wonderful spiritual test. I want to pass this test with flying colors. I want to come out with a Christ-like spirit. And I wish Christians all over the world could hear what I just finished saying. We've got to learn to be loving and kind and patient and gracious and Christ-like with other believers, especially when we think they're wrong about something.